time we saw him, he was only 11 years old. But even then, he had the songs and the moves and the voice. But that was before the glittery socks, before the gloves, before the moonwalk. That was 200 million records ago, 10 years before Off the Wall, 13 years before Thriller, and that was 17 years before the next pinnacle for a prodigy who never stopped growing. From the start, Michael Jackson had star quality.
I love you, Mike.
In 1976, Michael went into the studio with Quincy Jones to make his first epic solo album. Off the Wall came out in 1979, and more than ever, it made Michael Jackson a force to be reckoned with. The album itself sold more than 5 million copies, and Rolling Stone magazine called it a masterpiece of modern record making. By the time he and his brothers hit the road for a sold-out 51-city tour, Michael had become an adult star of the first magnitude. There was only one problem. It seemed impossible for him to match that kind of success with his next album. The first taste of Thriller came in November 1982, when Epic released The Girl Is Mine. 2 months later, Billie Jean became the hottest song in the country. A month after that, Beat It blasted its way onto pop radio, rock radio, black radio, and everywhere else. Its video did the same on a new form of home entertainment, music television. In May, Michael appeared on the Motown 25 TV special, his first television appearance in years, and while he was at it, decided to change the look of modern dancing. Wanna Be Starting Something was another hit, so was PYT. The album sold 1 million a month, then 2 million a month. In February 1984, 14 months after the album was released, Epic released Thriller as a single. In the next 30 days, the album sold 3 million copies. Overall, it sold 20 million copies in the United States, 37 million worldwide. Thriller won 58 platinum awards in 28 countries on 6 continents with an unprecedented 9 Grammy Awards. Put all the accolades together and you have the making of the biggest selling artist since the Beatles.
I'm not like other guys.
Of course not.
Michael's look dominated playgrounds and concert halls and discos and clothing stores. And the skeptics who thought Off the Wall would be tough to top learned never to underestimate Michael Jackson. Since then, Michael contributed to another hit Jackson's album. He went on another record-breaking tour. He collaborated with Francis Coppola, George Lucas, and the Walt Disney Studios. And he's made headlines every time he's changed his look or gone out in public. Nobody's quite sure what his new album will sound like, what Michael will look like, how he'll move. But we are sure of one thing.